Accusations of disgraceful racism were made across the floor of the Dáil yesterday afternoon in response to a question put by Galway West TD Noel Grealish about money sent abroad by migrants. Deputy Grealish quoted World Bank statistics, claiming €3.54 billion had been sent out of Ireland to Nigeria in the past 8 years. Now, in 2013, the then Minister for Finance, Michael Noonan, pointed out that these World Bank figures on remittances were estimates from the Nigerian authorities, not actual data, and that the World Bank itself believes that elements of the estimation process may not be reliable. In fact, the Central Statistics Office has put the figure for the amount sent from Ireland to Nigeria at 17 million a year, which would be a very long way short of the 3.54 billion over 8 years cited by Deputy Grealish. But back in the Dáil, as Noel Grealish continued and asked what is being done to track the source of this money and whether tax is paid on it, he was heckled by Solidarity People Before Profit TD Ruth Coppinger and the Justice Minister Charlie Flanagan.
Taoiseach, the question I'm asking to you is what controls are put in place to ensure that all this money is proper paid and tax is properly paid on it, Taoiseach? That's the question I'm asking, that the proper controls put in place.
Your constituents know that.
Well, there's been reaction to these comments from right across the political spectrum since yesterday. I'm joined on the line now by Danny Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry, by Yemi Adenuga, who is a Fine Gael councillor in Navan and is originally from Nigeria, and by Adele McGinley, Director of the Migrant Rights Centre. Thanks so much to all of you for joining us this morning. Yemi Adenuga, if I could start with you. You listened, Yemi, to these comments in the Dáil yesterday. What do you make of them?
Thank you, Marianne. The first question I will be asking is, what's Mr. Grealish's intentions? I get the impression here is that he might have an agenda. What that agenda is, we don't know yet. It's unbecoming of a leader of his caliber to just make sweeping statements. I believe that these statements are inciting statements. And if the intention is to, if the intention is to incite people to hate, then he's actually achieving his aim. I mean, in Otrad a couple of months ago in September, it made the statement that Africans, he specifically said, Africans are sponges. On one hand, they're saying migrants have come in and taken the jobs, Africans have taken the job. And on the other hand, they're saying they're sponges. Which is it? And then he goes ahead this time around to pose this question. There's nothing wrong with asking a question. It's the how and the intent of the question. So if he wants to know if monies that go out of Ireland are monitored, fair enough. If he believes that they're criminals, then they should face the wrath of the law, no matter where they're from, whether they're green, purple, or black. But when he tags Nigerians as likely to be sending monies made from crime home, then that's absolutely unacceptable. And he's incited people to begin to make derogatory remarks about Nigerians. And he needs to be stopped.
Yemi, is this an accusation that's regularly put to people in the African community, do you feel? I mean, do you often hear this question being asked and the suggestion of criminality behind it?
Well, you see, people have already stereotyped several countries. And so with that stereotypical mindset, they would ask questions. And of course, every country has a stereotype, but that doesn't necessarily mean that everybody is that way in that country. Now, so people would ask, every time they meet a black person and they assume that it's a Nigerian, people would ask questions about corruption. So it's not true that every single black person you meet is corrupt. I am a Nigerian. I've lived in this country for 20 years. I have never been involved in crime. And so it would be unfair for Mr. Grealish to tag Nigerians with such a derogatory tag.
Okay, Yemi, stay with me. Danny Healy-Ray, good morning. Do you support what you have heard from Noel Grealish in the Dáil yesterday?
Well, I suppose, first of all, what I say to you is I regret that he was attacked in the fashion that he was by Deputy Coppinger. and to call Noel Grealish racist or whatever, I think that was very unfair. I suppose
was he not being racist?
I think he was entitled to ask the question. I don't know where he was going with the question, but he is entitled to ask the question and sign it all. And if we want to go back and the debate in the abortion bill, I would suggest that there was many other members were racist against our views when we wanted to save the little babies and stop them of being killed, poor defenseless little babies.
Okay, let's
we were called all kinds of names, and we didn't retaliate and call them because those very same people attacked the religion that many people in Ireland believe, and that's the Catholic religion.
Okay, Danny, let's leave that issue, if it's okay for now, to just one side. Going back to what Noel Grealish said yesterday, do you think he would have realised these comments would be inflammatory?
I don't know what's inside in any other man or woman's head, but I do believe he was entitled to ask the question. And just so that you know where I come from, I work, Killarney has multi-denominational people from all over the world. And I have, in my capacity as a county councillor and as a TD, work for all those groups, all those ethnic groups. And I can say to you that where in recent times even, where people from foreign, who have come from different origins, and who are working here in Ireland and are being sent back home, I have interceded in a number of their cases to allow them to continue working here because they have very valuable trades and skills, some of them. And I have worked for them, so no
and
one
I accept can
that. Call me racist or... they certainly won't get away
okay,
with it.
Okay, Danny, let me come back in there for a moment. And no one is, of course, suggesting that. But, I mean, I suppose following Deputy Grealish's remarks in relation to Oughterard, where he claimed African migrants are sponges, I mean, did you support those remarks?
Well, I don't know what he said about sponges. I don't agree. Maybe about calling them sponges. But his views on landing 300 or 350 people to a rural part of Connemara was totally wrong because, to be unfair, first of all, and the people that were supposed to be brought there, and then to be unfair to the local people who wouldn't have services of doctors and our health care workers or for schools, and to be a massive burden on a rural community trying to survive as they are already. To be a massive imposition on those people if that happened. And it's fine to say bring in refugees, but you must bring them in. And if you're bringing them in, you must see after them in a humane way, not putting 5 or 6 beds into one room
for
a family and thinking that's all very fine. It's not.
Danny, let me begin for 1 minute. Obviously, yes, and that's a different issue. But if you talk about languages, you know, the Immigrant Council of Ireland, they have expressed fears, Danny Healy-Ray, that some right-wing groups, that I suppose they're trying to harness negative sentiment around immigration, which is clearly very dangerous. And if you have public representatives saying offensive words or suggesting criminality, that just adds fuel to anti-sentiment against migrants.
I'm not responsible for what other politicians or would-be politicians are saying or what they do. I'm responsible for what I'm doing myself and for my actions only. But I do believe, and I'll say it again, that Noel Grealish was entitled to ask any question. Indeed, go back a couple of weeks ago, the Taoiseach, just because he's from Dublin, I suppose he'll get away with it. He mentioned the Georgian community in some way or other. And no one took him up on that.
But you
just
need
because
facts.
Noel Grealish from rural Ireland attacked him and call him a racist or call him names or call him whatever they choose to call him. That's unfair and that's wrong. and I'll stand up for him in that regard.
Okay, stay with us, Danny. I want to bring in Adele McGinley. Adele, what did you make of Noel Grealish's question in the Dáil yesterday?
Good morning, Mariam. Well, I think it was great to see that there was a strong wave of condemnation against the comments of Noel Grealish. It's very clear that he had a previous PQ that was answered, and he had the facts and figures. He didn't need to ask this question again. Of course, people are entitled to ask questions, but it's how this question was framed and how it was delivered. We believe it was a deliberate attempt to smear people across the country, to pick out one group of people, associate them with crime for whatever purpose, I don't know. We see it as a clear divisive tactic, going after hardworking people in our communities, our friends, our neighbours. And this is, you know, people send remittances home for years. Ireland, as we know, has been built on remittances over the last 100 years. So I think we need to be asking a different question, really. Is why did Noel Grealish bring up this issue again, or this situation again, when he already knew the answer to it?
And why do you think he did?
Well, as I say, I think it's a deliberate attempt to smear people, to pick out one group of people and try and pinpoint them for in a particular way.
Do you think his comments, Adele, will resonate with a significant cohort of the electorate, and that he could benefit electorally from this approach?
That may be true, but I think voters are smarter than some politicians give them credit for. I think people are able to see what this is, and they're able to understand that this was an attempt to pit one group of people against another group of people, and that's not the type of country we are. We're a country that's welcoming, that's open, and that wants to have vibrant and diverse communities. Migrants are the backbone of our communities and workplaces. Look, we have huge amounts of migrants working in our hospitals, on farms, in restaurants and hotels. Our economy would collapse without this group of people.
The Taoiseach responded very strongly yesterday in meeting the Dáil. Do you think it was strong enough?
I think it was a measured response. I think given the situation that he was in, I think it was a good response in terms of saying, you know, that migrants, that Irish people have sent remittances back home. He did allude to all the different workers in hospitals that make up our economy as well. So I think it was quite a measured response.
Yemi, how do you feel about the fact, I suppose, that Noel Grealish, he's one of the TDs who supports this government. So your party clearly has a relationship with Noel Grealish. Would you like that relationship to be severed?
Absolutely. I think that the one thing we have to be mindful of is the intention. He's beginning to build a pattern here. And if we don't pay attention, then we're in for a lot more. And I would refer to what Adele said, that Ireland has always been known to be a country that is welcoming, that is warm, that is receptive to people. And what I believe that Noel Grealish is trying to do is to pitch a group of people against another. And that's not what this country is about. That's not who the people of this country are. I believe that they are smart. I believe that their eyes will be open to what he's trying to do. Unfortunately, there are a handful of people who will always be negative. They're far right, and they would, if their noise is not stopped, they would begin to influence more people, and then it would get out of control. So I believe strongly that we need to nip this in the bud. It needs to be dealt with. If he genuinely is concerned about this issue of monies being remitted, he should ask the questions just straightforwardly. Are there measures in place to monitor the monies? End of story. He doesn't have to make inflammatory remarks about Nigerians. It's not necessary. Why is it okay? Why is he okay with monies sent to EU countries by other EU citizens, but he's not okay with monies sent to Nigeria by Nigerians?
Danny Healy-Ray, I mean, you spoke, you know, very well earlier about why you feel Noel Grealish is entitled to ask this question, and many people who texted in earlier shared his view. But do you think perhaps Noel Grealish should come out and clarify his comment? And obviously he was unavailable to speak to us this morning, but we would be happy to speak to him before midday. But should he come out and clarify his comment?
Look, it's up to Noel Grealish to deal with this whatever way he wants to or sees fit. And I don't know where he is this morning, or I'm not accountable for him this morning. I didn't see him yesterday or today. And he works in his constituency, I'm working in mine. But the view that I expressed was that it was wrong to call him names, and it was wrong to suggest that he couldn't ask questions. I mean, we're all asking questions in there in the Dáil every day, and you know, the answers are not always, you know, people don't reciprocate with appropriate answers. They'll give you an answer for a question you didn't ask at all, anyway at all, to get out of you. So, look, I'm not responsible for where Noel Grealish is this morning, and I'm sure he'll be phoned before long, and that he'll explain himself. But the view that I'm expressing is that 'twas wrong for that deputy to call him a name, and I resent that because she called me and others that I worked closely with several different names in the abortion debate and made several remarks against the Catholic community, which I resent as well, because I appreciate every religious denomination and every person from every part of the world. So I resent her remarks.
Okay, Danny, let me come back.
I wouldn't take them from her any day of the week.
Danny Healy-Ray, I mean, you've made the legitimate point that Noel Grealish should have been entitled to ask a question, but I suppose facts matter as well. As we pointed out in our introduction, Danny, I mean, the amount sent from Ireland to Nigeria is assessed by our CSO as 17 million a year, which is miles away, Danny Healy-Ray, from the 3.454 billion over 8 years cited by Deputy Grealish. So just on facts alone, he was wrong.
I'm not getting into the figures and the facts at all.
But facts matter, Danny.
I'm getting into the suggestion that Noel shouldn't have asked the question, and that he's a racist, and I'll stand by what I've said. He's not. She shouldn't have accused him of being a racist, and he is entitled to ask the question about any part of the world. We had the T-shirt citing Georgia the other day. Why don't you ask him about his comments?
Okay, well, look, Danny Healy-Ray, Yemi Adenuga and Adele McGinney, I appreciate you all taking the time to chat to us this morning. We'll take a break.
Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.